This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on Monday, the 27th of October on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
Actually, that's about the farthest thing from the truth I can imagine, but I'll muddle through it somehow with your help. Yes, I say that because I was firmly convinced we didn't have a straggler this week, but I see on the screen Eduardo has a trivia guess. So before we do anything else, I want to find out from Eduardo what he's guessing on, because maybe there's a straggler that I did not realize. So Eduardo, welcome back to WGN Radio.
No, you're right, because I just wanted to be the first one to call you.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah,
all right.
But I told John, yeah.
Yeah, you worried me. You worried me there. I thought, oh my goodness,
nope.
I've got a trivia. Well, good. Well, that's good to hear. So I guess we need.
I'm going to say that since I got through first, I'm going to say that a lot of people forgot that you're back today. I put it on the calendar. Raleigh is back on the 27th.
Aren't you nice? Well, we'll see how it goes. Now, I know tonight's one of those nights where there's 9 zillion sports contests going on, too. So I know I'm competing with all things sports, and that's okay. I'm ready. So we've got a new question then. It won't be a straggler. Men are 4 times more likely than women to do this at night. Do what?
Well, you know what? I do one of these things. One of my guests would be taking a shower.
Ah, I like it. It's not right.
Okay. Let's see.
Do we need to get the thinking?
So be on the. Okay, I got one here.
Okay.
Be on the electronic device.
Nope.
That's what I'm guessing on that.
Nice guesses. And you were first, and it's great to hear from you. Thank you.
Yeah. I got to sleep in early because I got to finish that run-up. Remember that run-up with City Council, Henderson?
Yes.
Yeah,
all right.
So tomorrow is the final day of that contest. So I'll be election judging tomorrow. So
all
I got
right.
A couple of stories that I'll call in tomorrow.
I can't wait to hear them. Thanks. I appreciate
the
call, Eduardo.
Have a good show.
All right.
Okay,
so.
Bye-bye.
888-876-5593. So yeah, I thought to myself there was a straggler. Oh my God. Okay, there wasn't a straggler. I feel better already. And so men are 4 times more likely than women to do this at night. Do what at night? Now, of course, if you don't know my question, and we know you don't know any of the bumper numbers because I haven't played any yet, so you can have your own category, and sky is the limit on that. And we've got all sorts of fun things, courtesy, by the way, of Lisa. I got a ton of great questions for let's see. And you know, now I got to remember, is it 4 out of 5? I think so. I think you got to get 4 out of 5. That's the deal. So I know I should keep up with this. Maybe I should listen to the replays to figure it out myself. But we're going to kick it off with Barry in New Hampshire. So Barry, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hope you had, I hope you had a nice relaxing vacation.
Oh, I wouldn't call it that, but I am back. Uh-oh. And John never requests anything, and he did this time. He said, "I want a cruise to Hawaii," and I said, "Okay." So we did. I had a nice day and a half in Honolulu, I can tell you that. But other than there it is, and got a number of other things that we took care of as well. So we're back in action, though clearly, as you can tell from my befuddled state, I'm not 100% sure of exactly what and how. So you want a four out of five, I think that's the deal.
That's right. Yep.
Okay, good. You ready?
I am.
Which of Popeye's arms had the anchor tattoo?
Left.
Yes. What was the name of the Disney Volkswagen?
Disney Volkswagen.
Yeah, it was a cartoon. The Volkswagen had a name.
I don't know.
Oh no, Herbie the Love Bus. That's all right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Name two out of the four railroads on Monopoly.
Redden.
Yes. I need one more out of the four.
Out of four.
Two out of the four.
Well, I haven't played Monopoly in a while. Redden and... I don't know.
Oh, man. Pennsylvania, B&O, and Short Line.
Nope.
All right. We'll talk to you next week, I hope.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. So 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And we have Barry in Des Plaines. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going, Barry?
Hello, Raleigh James. How are you?
What's up? What can we do for you?
I'd like you to send me 20 popular 60s singers so that I can listen to them. I don't get enough of them from your show.
Well, we'll see what we can do. I'll try to have a 60s bumpers this week coming up. Thanks, Barry. I appreciate the call. All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll get to Marguerite in Chicago. There's room for you, too. There will be a first bumper stumper coming up. But before we do it right now, hey, this is a good deal. 10% off $75 or more at the C-Crane Company. Take a look at the CC Wi-Fi 3. Now, if you struggle with getting good reception at home, whether it's radio or whether it's wireless access point, the answer is probably the CC Wi-Fi Internet 3 radio. It is the solution. The audio is better than any smartphone in the world. You can listen to my show and just about everything else. It's got all of the best radio stations from not only all over the United States, but all over the world, probably about 30,000 of them. You don't have to sign up for an app. There's no microphone, no ads on the screen, no monthly fee, and it's got a full-size remote control. It's easy to use, and I say that because we use them here to monitor a number of things. And when I plunked one down on John's desk, he had it working within moments, didn't have to look at anything. And that's proof that you can do this. I guarantee you. Now, the nice thing about it, not only is it easy, is that it's got terrific reception. You know, I always say that the best thing about the C-Crane products are great reception, and usually I'm talking about AM or FM. But in this case, what I'm talking about is connectivity. In other words, if you've got a wireless access point or Wi-Fi router, you know what it's like when something's several rooms away and you're trying to connect and you don't get anywhere. Well, the CC Wi-Fi 3 will connect to even the most lackluster signals as far as that goes, wireless access points. So check it out. You can go to CCRadio.com anytime, ccradio.com, and you can take a look at the CC Wi-Fi 3. Now, if you can't for some reason, you can give them a call, and they've got the world's best customer service, 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. But chances are, if you're buying a Wi-Fi radio, you can connect to the internet, unless you're buying it as a gift. And you might consider that, too, if there's somebody in your life who loves audio, and especially if there's somebody complaining about what they're hearing these days on radio stations near them. Well, they'll hear radio stations everywhere with ease and clarity. And right now, you save 10%, because it's the 10% off 75 or more sale at the C-Crane Company. So ccradio.com anytime, ccradio.com, Or if you need to call, 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. Operators really are standing by right here in the good old U.S. of A. They'll answer all your questions. You can even order online. But since we're talking about Wi-Fi radio, chances are you can go online, and I'd do it. You'll see all about the CC Wi-Fi 3. It is just a jewel from the Sea Crane Company. You tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio. James, well, it's a bit too early for a bumper stumper theme, but not for a bumper stumper answer. Who is that? 888-876-5593. And absolutely, she's had hits. This is not one of those, orbiting Neptune questions here. She's, I won't say it's a household name, but she's had hits. All right, so Marguerite in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, and welcome back, Raleigh.
Thanks.
You and John.
Thanks.
And good you had a nice vacation.
Yeah,
you deserve it. I'll take the question, which is the 4 out of 5 what men do before going to bed.
Yeah, what do you think?
Okay, read?
Nope. And by the way, I didn't say that it's before they're going to bed. I said men are 4 times more likely than women to do this at night.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Now, it could be in bed, but it doesn't have to be.
Okay. Watch TV?
Nope.
Eat a meal?
Nope.
Walk the dog at night?
Nope. Good answers, by the way. It's not right, but they're good answers.
Thank you. Do laundry?
Nope.
I can't think of it.
Well, if you think of something else, you call me back.
We'll do.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it.
You're
all right. So 888-876-5593. Yeah, that's right. Men are 4 times more likely than women to do this at night. Do what? All right. 888-876-5593. Lisa in Dundee, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh. Well, you were missed.
Oh, you're so nice. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for these wonderful questions.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, it made it a pleasure to do, because once again, I can't tell time. It struck up on me, and I looked. I said, oh, my God, I'm on the air in 10 minutes. I've done nothing.
So, well, I figured if I consolidated all the unanswered ones from previous lists, it might make it a little easier for you. So
I like it.
All right, well, I have a song request and then maybe a Seinfeld trivia.
Okay, let me find something to write down this request so I'll actually keep it. All right, now it clearly won't be this one. there used to be a piece of paper that worked, but I don't know where.
I'm sure it's hard to come back after 3 weeks.
Well, right, and right, and I'll be unpacking for the next month, because you never know what to bring, so I just bring it all.
No.
So in fact, they asked me, how many pieces of luggage do you have? Is it 10?
But oh my gosh,
are they large? Yes, all of them.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot.
Yeah, it was. It was absolutely 10. So with that in mind, let us try a new. I'll just call this requests. Yeah, right. That'll be even easier to lose, right? Probably. All right. Well, actually, we'll save it. See, I'm saving a document, so it'll be on the desktop. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Never to be seen again. All right. So now we have requests. You're the first one. What is it?
Okay, I'd like to hear Nothing Takes the Place of You.
Oh, okay.
By Toussaint McCall?
Yes, absolutely. You betcha.
Please.
I will be happy to play this.
Great. Thank you. And then a Seinfeld question, if you haven't, Andy.
Oh, I do, actually. And that is, what's the Latvian Orthodox term for the charm that turns Kramer into the ultimate ladies' man, like a Seinfeld Casanova?
Oh, my gosh. I know that episode. Is it garlic?
No, it's Kavorka.
Oh, Kavorka.
Yeah.
That's the...
It sounds Seinfeld. Alrighty. It sounds very Seinfeld.
It's
doesn't
very
it, though?
Seinfeld.
Yes, Kavorka. Yes. All right, so that's it.
Yes. All right, I'll try again next week.
All right, and thanks again. Appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, so good deal. All right, that's when you're playing 5x5, you're courtesy of Lisa's question. So there. And yeah, I'm just, I am incapable of telling time. As you know, if you listen with any regularity, and so it was that I had so many things I planned to do today. And of course, it's one of those things that, you know, about, I don't know, 40 hours worth of things. So I looked up and it was like, oh my God, I'm on the air in minutes. Steve is a first time caller. And he is in Frankville, Pennsylvania. So, Steve, welcome to WGN Radio.
First-time listener, long-time caller.
Oh, very, very good. That's a nice way to do it.
Yeah, I had called for a request, or just to say how great the show sounded, and I'm going to do this every Monday, because you're on every Monday.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, unless sports preempts me or something, I usually am. So now I've got requests, I've got this new document and everything, so you're the second one on it. What is it you want to hear?
A song called Dear Delilah by a group from England called Grapefruit.
Really? I don't know this song. When did this come out?
I would imagine the late 60s, or maybe around 1970.
Grapefruit. Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
Dear Delilah.
All right.
Great listening.
Yeah, I know. Oops, Delilah. All right. Dear Delilah, it'll be. Thanks. I appreciate the call, Steve. You do it again.
Bye.
Appreciate it. How nice. All right. So, Steve in Frankville. All right. Got to write that down so I will know who requested what. All right, let me get that down. All the best laid plans. I'm trying, as you can tell, to be organized here. We'll see how long that lasts. So, what do we have here? I believe we have Billy Bob and Bourbonnais. How's it going, Billy Bob and Bourbonnais?
Hey, I topped the 60th time caller list tonight.
All right.
I want to take a guess at the thing that men do more. I'll say they snore at night.
That's interesting. That's not it, though.
How about they participate in sports betting?
No, that's not it either.
Oh, okay. Then I got one request before my quiz.
Of course you do. Let's.
I think here. I bet you I finally stumped you.
Oh, yeah?
I bet you Delbert McClinton, Shotgun Lover.
Okay, I've got it.
Have you ever heard it before?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, doggone it. I thought I finally had you.
Well, good enough. All right, so you'll have me when you come up with artists we've absolutely never heard of doing songs we've never heard of. That's the easiest way. All right, so now we want 5x5, do you?
Okay.
Okay, you got to get 4 right. You ready?
Yes.
What 2 letters score the highest point value in Scrabble?
Q and Z.
Absolutely right. What state in Germany holds the annual Oktoberfest?
What state? Well, I got one wrong one now. I'm completely blank there.
Well, think of a city and you might as well try it.
Munich?
Yes.
I'll be darned.
So there. All right. What are the
go ahead.
What do the winners of the Indy 500 drink?
Milk.
Yes, absolutely right. Oh, this is good. You just need to get one more and you got 2 chances here. Who played the Flying Nun?
Sally Fields.
Absolutely, we have a winner. All right, good deal. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hang on, don't go away. All right, so with that in mind, we'll find out what's happening in the world at large and be back to it with another Bumper Stumper and more Monday Night Trivia right here on WGN Radio.
Men have fought and men have tried. They live like men and so they die so bold. But now it all comes to light, the tale of Custer's fateful night untold.
Hey, Isn't this where Custer's last stand took place in 1876?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, listen, hear that?
Sounds like someone digging in that hole over there to me. Sir, may we investigate that hole over there? All right, everybody on the double to that hole over there.
There's an old man down there digging.
Hey, old man! Hey, old man down there! Old man, can you hear me? Hey! Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. Here, grab onto this rope. We'll pull you up.
I don't want to get scalped. Sitting Bull and his braids up there waiting for my scalp. You fellas ain't gonna fool me.
We're the U.S. Army. This is 1960.
Well, what am I doing here?
Hey, he's wearing a 7th Cavalry uniform, and he's still digging. What happened, old man?
Me and Mr. Custer was the only ones left, and...
What did you do?
All I could do was cry. They tied Mr. Custer up in a funny-looking thing.
What did they tie him with? Was it chains?
No, wasn't no chain.
Was it belts?
No, it wasn't no belts neither.
Was it rope?
No, wasn't none of them neither.
Then what did they tie him with?
What was it? It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Then early that next morning, all the engines left except one. I snook up on him and pow, I let him have it with old Betsy. I felt sorry.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? All right, and what's been coming with the first thing we played? And yes, there's a connection there as far as that goes. But if you even know, obviously Larry Byrne inspired, but Larry Byrne had absolutely nothing to do with it whatsoever itself. So there's your second bumper stumper. And of course, your question that I have thrown out there, men are 4 times more likely than women to do this at night. What? All right. If you don't like my question, you don't know my bumper stumpers, you have your own category, and sky is the limit on that. Yes, everybody knows something about something. So, Frank in Oak Forest, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello.
Hey, Frank.
I wanted to take some guesses at the men are 4 times more likely.
Okay.
The first one is get up to use the bathroom.
No.
Fall asleep watching TV.
Nope.
Sleepwalk.
Nope.
Talk in their sleep.
Nope. Those are all fine guesses.
You're
just not right.
Drink alcohol.
Nope.
Eat food.
Nope.
That's it.
Well, if you think of something else, you call me back.
Okay, thanks. All right,
thanks. Appreciate it. Yes, indeed. I don't know. Fall asleep watching TV. Well, John will have the TV on from time to time. I'm guaranteed to fall asleep during that. As far as getting up to go to the bathroom, we laugh all the time because, you know, they have all those different ads for if you've got prostate problems. And we laugh because, like, I got all those symptoms. So much for this. All right, so 888-876-5593. You probably do, too. It's more of a thing about age, I think, than gender. But there's constantly something advertising something that you probably don't want to take anyway. Mike in Bridgeview, welcome to WGN Radio.
How you doing, Riley?
All right, how about yourself, Mike?
Pretty good. The guy just took two of them. I said TV and I said drunk, but like, I thought, how about workouts, before hitting the shower?
Nope.
I'm going to have to call you back.
I hope you will. I'll look forward to that. Thank you.
Yeah, have a good one.
All right. You too. Yes, indeed. So, the trivia category, by the way, was inspired by something that that happened on our cruise. Yes, indeed. So I thought, oh, I'll get mileage out of this. So we'll see if you do as we play more. We have another one coming up this hour, and then 8 more after that before the night is over. Again, you can have your own category. Sky is the limit, and it is live. I should mention that because I know there were replays for a few weeks, but this is in fact Monday, October 27th, And that's right, at 10:40 p.m. Central. And, of course, next week, Daylight Savings goes away. And so it'll still be 10:47, but it'll be, well, you get the idea. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. And let's see, what else? I can prattle on. Tuesday through Thursday, I can talk about anything if I have to do a three-hour monologue. Monday, it's a little harder because, you know, in order to play trivia, I need contestants. That's why we allow you to have any category you want. Because, it just doesn't work if I ask the questions and then answer them, too. So it does require a certain amount of participation. All right, so on this date in 1920... that 8XK got a license to broadcast. Yeah, became KDKA, Pittsburgh, U.S. Department of Commerce. And now, of course, they got the license, but they didn't broadcast for a week. They had to wait until it showed up in the mail. And indeed it did. Although right now, with the government shutdown, people are waiting for all sorts of things with regard not only to the FCC, but everything else as well, of course. It was on this date in 1947 that You Bet Your Life, starring Groucho Marx, premiered on ABC Radio. And, of course, it later became a television show on NBC. Say the secret word, duck comes down, awards you $100. Why a duck? Because an elephant is too heavy. And that's good old Groucho as far as that go. And George Fenneman was Groucho's eternal straight man, obviously. Stayed with Mark's run radio, of course, 1947, 1960, and TV 1950 to 1961. And the reruns are still around, and they tend to be a lot of fun. All right, so Marguerite called back, and let's first release the line that Mike was on. She'll see, but she's got more guesses, and I'm looking forward to it. So, all right, Marguerite, what you got?
Okay, you know the Marx Brothers are from Chicago?
How about that?
Yeah. Okay, good you gave us the quiz when you said you were on the cruise and this question came to you because of something that you saw.
That's the bumper stumper theme, not this question.
That's just
the bumper stumper theme. No. This question I've had around for a while.
Okay. Well, I want to guess still. Listen to the radio?
Nope.
Dance?
Nope.
Be the first to want to make love?
Nope.
Can't think of any more. Okay, thanks.
Well, if you do, call me back. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
So, and it's simple, so don't overthink the question as far as that goes. And in case you're wondering, once again, the question as it stands, men are four times more likely than women to do this at night. Men are four times more likely than women to do this at night. All right, so let's see. Karen is in Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, welcome back.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you're back here.
Thank you. So how's everything been? All okay?
Oh, yeah. I got out of rehab on September 12th, and my last day of therapy is Thursday.
Really? Now, with that in mind, are you pretty much on your own now and able to do what you need to do without more therapy?
Yeah, I'm walking pretty well.
Good.
Sometimes I feel a little unsteady, but it tends to be more like on carpeting. And if I feel unsteady, I just grab my walker.
Yeah, there you go.
And I also have a support cane if I felt uncomfortable. But I'm walking pretty well, and
good.
I'm just willing. My goal was to, do the therapy and just stop everything, get back to normal.
Sure.
So, I think I made my goal.
All right.
And thank you for your help. You really gave me a lot of encouragement because I was worried about the anesthetic.
Yeah. Well, that's scary for everybody because let's face it, they're bringing you to the brink of death. But you're fine now and no lasting effects, and that's excellent. So it's all behind you.
Amen.
Yeah,
you're
boy.
No, I'm
absolutely.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
Okay, the trivia went, and I also went old-time radio detectives.
Old-time radio detectives?
Trivia? What? Okay, the trivia, I'm going to say, check doors and windows.
No.
Make sure lights are all out.
No.
Check furnace.
Nope.
Oh, wow. That's it. Those are all the things my dad used to do.
Ah, all right. Well, and that's probably a wise thing to do all around. So let's see what we can do. You want detectives, huh? Old-time radio detectives.
Old-time radio detectives.
All right, so I've got to narrow this down a little more because the first thing that came up was didn't have detectives. So I'm going to put detectives in quotes here to see what we come up with here. And all right, so okay, well, here's something really, really easy. So we'll start it off that way.
Okay.
Who was all the right. voice? Who was the voice of Philip Marlowe?
Oh, shoot! No, I can't. And I like him too, Alan. I cannot remember.
Oh, man. What was Gerald Moore, M-O-H-R?
Oh, Gerald, sure enough. Well, I'm sorry.
Well, that's
I
all right.
Known well, that.
Yeah, but there's absolutely plenty of things in this category from Johnny Dollar to Dragnet and more. So, The Shadow.
Yeah, and I love them all, and of course you get them all confused. You can't remember all of them.
Well,
but
that,
I do. When you mention it, I remember his voice.
Oh, sure. Sure. But, you know, that's the best news about losing our minds as far as that goes, our memories, is we can hear the shows again and not know the ending.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
And you take everything easy. Don't rush it. Don't knock yourself out.
Appreciate
Just
it.
Just take your time.
I hope so. Thanks. Yeah, of course, when you leave, you know what that's like. It's not like you've gotten away from 3 weeks of work. It's just that 3 weeks of work just wait for you. And, of course, everybody has something going on. We had world-class flooding in Globe, Miami. The city will be not recovered for years. And, of course, the worst part is the road to the city won't be open for years. And so they're working on that. But speaking of disasters, my thoughts and prayers and hearts go out to everybody in the Caribbean. Yeah, you talk about your cruise ships. Boy, do you know how many are in the middle of the Caribbean right now? I'm sure they're getting a real good time. And it'd be interesting to see Category 5, what happens tonight. So, I think landfall is within hours in why can't I think of it right now? All right. Well, it'll come to me, no doubt. So, all right. We'll also get to Linda and Richmond Park and Ruth and Gurney and Kimberly and Dalton, and there's room for you coming up on WGN Radio. Jamaica, that was it. Yes, you absolutely can name a song by this guy. Of course, this isn't it, but that's what's the trivia question. And, of course, what does it have in common with the others that we played so far? So who is that? Yes, no, maybe. All right, 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, Ruth is in Gurney. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Rally, you sounded like you were looking for me in a faraway place when you said, Rose. I didn't want to call Mr. Custer. I didn't want to call.
Yeah.
And I thought, Rally, are you trying to bait me or something?
Oh, no.
But the interesting thing is that I had really never heard any of those Custer songs.
Oh, I'm sure that's right.
A couple of times I requested them, and you played them, and those were the first times. And this is the first time I've ever calling to identify a bumper.
Yeah.
Not that I actually know what it is, but I'm just taking a guess on an artist who did do a Custer song, which I don't think I've ever heard him. So I'm going to give his name, and then I had a request
okay.
for a song.
Now, we mentioned it's not Larry Byrne or anybody like that, and actually
okay.
it is a name that if you're really into soul oldies, you'd know this name, but otherwise you wouldn't.
Well, I do have a little dot connection to my request for
okay.
a trivia, which would be 1957. The movie A Summer Place.
Yes.
Because in 1957, I saw Please, Mr. Custer, I Don't Want to Call at the Museum of Science and Industry right around Valentine's Day. And I mentioned that before in Jim Crow, the Ghost Hunter. He said I was a Custer expert. Now, that was interesting that he would say that to me. How would you know?
Yeah.
But I also wanted to tell you a ghost story, yeah. but not tonight.
Now, by the way, Theme from A Summer Place was 1959, not 57.
Oh, well, the movie? Yeah. When was the movie?
The movie was released in September. Well, the song was released September 59, but the movie was released in 59. And
okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was 57 because it was the first time I'd ever gone to a theater.
Well,
you know,
actually, technically, it is possible that the movie wasn't released until after the song because the movie was released a couple months before. I mean, the song was released a couple months before the movie. So the movie would have been November 1959.
All right. Well, I thought it was 57. So, okay. It was my very first movie as a kid, an adult movie, you know, like that.
Well, I'll tell you what, that Percy Faith instrumental theme from A Summer Place, Summer of 1960, you heard that every other hour on every radio station. It was huge.
Yeah, but my trivia to you is for you to ask me a question about the movie.
I'm going to.
So, but back to the bumper. As I said, I have not heard the Custer songs until you started playing them over the years. So I'm going to give this artist, just by coincidence, I heard he had done a song related to that. Porter Wagoner.
No, not a chance.
Okay, well, I never heard the song.
All right.
I don't think I have, so Oof. You might play it.
All right.
I've never heard it.
All right.
So now back to our movie theme.
All right.
And I had some wonderful things to tell you about Sister Jean, but we'll do that one on another night, okay?
Okay. Well, by the way, I just realized something. Got to hang on. I've got your question, but I've also got the news, so don't go away. Stay where you are, and we'll pick it up right after
okay.
the news right here on WGN Radio.
Man like that.
I'm Raleigh James, and it's hour number two of Monday Night Trivia, and there's your fourth bumper stumper. Who is she, and what does she have in common with the other three? All right, so that's where we are with that. We have a question, don't you know? And that is, men are four times more likely than women to do this at night. What? And we're about to ask Ruth about a summer place movie, but I'm going to pause for a moment and welcome Vicki, a first-time caller from Crystal Lake, because first-time callers usually don't hang around too long. So, Vicki, welcome to the Raleigh James Show.
Thank you very much. I enjoy your show, and I have missed you these last 3 weeks.
Oh, aren't you kind? I appreciate that.
I have a couple guesses on that men trivia question.
Okay.
First one is they like to drive at night more so than women.
That's not it.
They try to sleep, go to bed later at night to sleep later in the morning.
That's not it.
They sleep naked.
That's not it.
They wear their socks to bed.
Nope.
That's it then.
They're all wonderful guesses, and for all I know, they're all right, but it's not the one I'm looking for. So call me again, and thank you, Vicki. I appreciate it.
I will. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Now, without further ado, we go back to Ruth and Gurney, who is waiting for her summer place theme question. So the 1959 movie, as you know, it took place on Pine Island, Maine. It wasn't really. It was actually Carmel, California, but never mind that. All right. Who were the owners of the Pine Island Inn?
Wow. And the ones with the boathouse.
And this is an important part of the movie, of course, because they were embarrassed that they frittered away the family fortune and had to turn their home into an inn. That was, the husband was upset about that. The wife was more pragmatic, realizing they needed the money. And so it is that they rented it out to Ken and Helen.
Well, I was hoping you asked the question of what was the dance that he invited her to go to. I think her name was Molly, but it was Sandra D. They met at what location? At Christmas, and that was a church. So I was hoping you were going to ask that. But the interesting thing was the actor, Troy Donahue, I think that was his name. Troy, Michigan is where Kmart corporate offices were. And Bob Hope had done a commercial for Kmart with the Statue of Liberty and lightning striking in the background. Really big, interesting thing for New York.
Yes.
Anyway,
now, by the
Troy
way,
Kmart,
of course, at 3100 West Big Beaver Road. I know that. What? Why was it Kmart? What's the K stand for?
You know, now that's interesting. Is it Kresge?
Yes.
Ah, I got that.
Yes, you did.
Didn't he own Dimesters also?
I don't know.
I know Woolworth. Woolworth had a sister, Victory, told me she knew the Woolworth people, that there was an argument between two. And so the one guy built a Dimester right next to her across the street, as many possible in the United States. But Troy, Michigan is 24 minutes from Detroit. R&B town, soul city.
So it's a million years away in other senses.
So anyway, Sister Jean, I had requested from you, come home, Body Jean, and now she's home. I tried to get the bagpipers to go to the St. Mary's reunion a couple years ago and play that song from the Chicago Bagpipers, Cody's, but BMO didn't give me my $200 on a credit card I was supposed to get, so I didn't get that bagpiper. But she's home now, and I got some incredible stories about her for another time. So I didn't get that question you asked for the summer place.
Well, who it was, by the way, was Bart and Sylvia Hunter. And Bart was played by Arthur Kennedy, who, of course, got a Tony when he played Biff in Death of a Salesman and a number of other things. And Sylvia was Dorothy McGuire.
Yeah, well, you did a trivia question on two fantastic, an actor and an actress. So you were doing really good with what you were looking for. I was looking to answer the Halloween dance.
Oh, well.
When they got together. When they weren't at the boathouse, but they were meeting at the church.
All right.
I don't know what church it was, but where the church was located, I'm not sure. Maybe you would find that out. But anyway, it was a really incredible movie, phenomenally at its time, you know, when it came through America and the song was so popular.
Oh, yes.
But you didn't like that instrumental version, did you?
I actually did. I actually did. Oh. And the summer of 60, I heard that on and on and on and on. So I still don't tire of it. I like that song.
Okay. Well, for Halloween, Dr. Newton sounds like snitch, but starts with a W. He's the doctor for that because he has Newt in his name.
All right.
Newt, associated with Halloween.
Well, there you are.
Okay, Raleigh, okay. I did have a song for you starting up, the one I've done before, Raleigh Will Never Go Away Again, but we know the rest of the lyrics. So
all right.
Welcome back.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. God bless you.
All right.
Bye.
Good
bye
deal.
Bye.
So we will get to John in Covington and Kimberly in Dalton and you too. And another bumper stumper coming up in minutes right here on WGN Radio.
Look at the girl. Pretty, pretty girl. 16, mama, 21, mama, all the way. 45, they're wearing real tight skirts and crazy sweaters. It's just about to drive me wild. It make me feel so good.
Tight skirts and crazy sweaters.
Whoa, whoa.
Tight skirts and crazy sweaters.
Yeah, tight skirts, crazy sweaters. I can't get myself together. How much longer will it be for some girl come here and a rescue? What can I do?
What can I do?
Now when the girls start to walk in, I start talking, trying to find out their name. They start looking, wondering what's cooking. They think I'm going insane. Make me feel so good.
Tight skirts and
crazy sweaters. Whoa, whoa.
Tight skirts and crazy
sweaters. Yeah, tight skirts, crazy sweaters. I can't get myself together. Make a blind man see. Deep and dumb and tall. Lame man pick up his bed and walk. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What can I do?
What can I do?
I'm gonna buy dog shades and a walking stick and hold a tin cup in my hand. And as the girls pass by, you will hear me cry.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, there's your bumper stumper. Who is that? What's it have in common with everything else we played? And, of course, our question. We do have one. Men are 4 times more likely than women to do this at night. What? All right, Kimberly is in Dalton. So, Kimberly, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. This is Jean's daughter, and she says hello to you,
oh,
and she
good.
Was thrilled.
How is she doing?
She's a little under the weather. We go to a doctor tomorrow, so we'll know a little more tomorrow.
All right, I'll keep her in my prayers. Let me know.
She's been in some pain. Yeah, but she appreciated you playing her rerun. She was thrilled that night. Anyway, we had a few guesses for the men, and she didn't hear the first few minutes of the show, so we don't know if anything's a rerun. But one was snore.
Nope.
Have a snack.
Nope.
Go for coffee.
Nope.
Walk the dog.
Nope.
And the last one was go over the schedule for the next day.
All nice, but not right.
Oh, boy.
Oh, well.
Well, when next you play a song or are able to play a song, she requested if you could play, I think it's Oscar Brown Jr.'s October.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me write that down. You betcha. All right. Thanks.
But you sound wonderful. The trip did you well because you went through a lot and you sound so much better.
Oh,
so I'm glad
good.
For you too.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. And keep me posted.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
And God bless you.
All right. You
Bye-bye.
Too. So there you have it. Oscar Brown Jr. All right. October it is. So 888-876-5593. That will take us to Paul in Woodstock. So Paul, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
How's it going?
It is going okay.
All right.
It was a very busy weekend and lots of entertainment kind of things that I did and stuff. So, yeah, great.
Good. Good. So you're ready for 5x5, are you?
I hope I'm ready. I'm going to give it a shot.
Okay. You only have to get four right. Who was the hairy relative of the Addams Family?
Cousin It.
Yes. Who was the famous cartoon skunk?
Pepe Le Pew.
Yes. Which famous pair starred in the Road movies?
Oh, that was Bob Hope, Bing Crosby.
Absolutely right. And one more. What's the universal blood type?
O.
Yeah, I'll take it. O negative. Yes, good enough. You're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Thanks.
All right, good deal. That's knocking him out of the park right there. All right, so we put Paul on hold so John can confirm that address, and we talked to John in Covington. John, how's it going tonight?
Good, thank you. Hey, welcome back.
Well, thanks. Thanks. So we're doing... what? Tell me.
Quickly, the first bumper was that female vocalist, and this is a stretch, but it sounded like it wouldn't be Marilyn McCoo, would it?
No, it would not.
Okay.
But that's a nice guess. But no, this is somebody who I would expect, if I mentioned her name, you wouldn't say, who?
I got you.
All right, so we're going to do Norman Rockwell, huh?
Right.
All right. Well, let's see. Let's see. Okay. I'm looking. He wasn't even 16 years old when he received his first paid commission. He'd been a student at the New York School for Art and joined the esteemed Art Students League, and he was 15 when he got his first paid commission. What was he requested to draw?
I believe it's the cover or had to do with Boys Life magazine.
No, well, I'll tell you, you're going further in the game. But at age 15, his first paid commission came from a neighbor who requested a set of four Christmas cards.
Oh well, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, good enough.
All right.
Good
Thanks.
Enough. My favorite Norman Rockwell is Triple Self Portrait. If you ever get a chance, check it out.
I am going to do that right now. Triple Self Portrait.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's see. Okay. Here. It's available in three sizes. All right, that's great. Show it to me. Oh, that's good. I like it. Okay, I like it.
And then my second one, I know this is tedious, but my second one is called The Shot, and it's a little boy and a pediatrician.
Oh, okay. I think I absolutely have seen that.
And yes. It's adorable.
Yes, yes, yes. Kids pulling down his pants. Yes.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's great.
I'll see you later,
Ron. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
So, 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And we'll get to Nyota. We're going to do, of course, Myers-Briggs. Don't go away. Mark and Aurora want Star Trek and the original series. All right, so I think I'm on my own on this. John didn't bring me anything, so how's it going, Mark?
Howdy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, John said you had a fun trip.
Yes, it was interesting. There were parts of it that were startling, actually. The one I'm thinking about. Normally I never go on excursions. Forget about it. But this one in Maui, I thought, well, all right. You know, it's a scenic drive.
Oh, in Maui.
Yeah, and so we went to one of the black sand beaches, and I had never been to a black sand beach. And it really is black sand. It's not dirt. It's true black sand. But that's not the part. And no one warned me about this. And it is amazing. I wish I could have spent hours there. But you know when you're walking along on rocks and things like that, normally that can be difficult to keep your footing. Well, these rocks were buoyant, like they were on memory foam.
Oh.
Yeah, so you did not lose your footing at all, but
You mean they were not hard rocks?
Well, they looked like hard rocks, but I started to read about this after the fact, and one person who wrote about it claimed that obviously it's all because of volcanic activity. That's the whole deal, but the rocks were porous. And they had some give to it, and also the surface under the rocks were porous. So hang on a minute. Don't go away. Mm. Stay right where you are. All right. Yeah. It was really weird walking on that. So we'll pick it up there on WGN Radio.
H is for the heart that I gave to you. Forever, ever true. A is for always, always I think of you. I think of you, that's all I ever do. R is for remember all those dreams we shared. Times I've cared, all of this bell's heart, the heart I gave to you. Oh, darling, you know that I love you, and I guess I always will. The times I've held you close to me, you said that your heart would always be mine. Oh, oh baby, if you will be true, I'll never make you blue, 'cause I'll always be standing right here beside you, if you will keep the heart I gave to you.
Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and there you have it. Who is it, and what's he have in common with everything else we've been playing? And that would be 888-876-5593, 888-88-RALEIGH. As we continue on Monday Night Trivia with Mark and Aurora, and we've got our Star Trek original question here. Are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
In the episode All Our Yesterdays, which actress plays Zarabeth?
That is, oh gosh, her name is on the tip of my tongue. She did some local commercials in Chicago, and she also played the woman in the Twilight Zone who fell in love with the astronauts. Remember that episode?
No, I don't remember any of them, obviously. But that's all right. She was in Marnie, an Alfred Hitchcock movie. I know that. She was on Peyton Place. She was on Gunsmoke. So that's, what I can tell you, which is not a lot. And I think she's still alive.
Yeah, Mary something. Oh, boy. Oh, Mariette Hartley.
Absolutely right.
There we go.
Yeah, good deal.
Finally retrieved it from my memory.
Yeah.
Zarabeth was one of, I think, three women that Spock was attracted to during the whole series.
Oh, yeah? Well, and she was...
Yeah, there was... There was Droxine, and there was... Layla Colomi, maybe four women. But Zarabeth was enough of an attraction that Spock was almost ready to kill McCoy to keep her.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty heavy-duty stuff there.
Yeah, boy. Well, you are a winner.
Yeah, okay. All Mariette right. Hartley, yeah, she's a good actress.
Yeah, she's been in a lot of stuff. And what can I tell you? Carnegie Institute of Technology graduate in Pittsburgh.
Oh. So,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so no slouch, that's for sure. Although she married three times, no. But, you know, everybody's got to have a
husband.
Oh. All right, okay. Thanks, appreciate it.
All right, okay.
So hang on, and we'll confirm that address, although John probably knows it by heart. All right, so now we go to Naoto in Japan. Naoto, how's it going?
Yeah, I've been doing pretty well these days. And how was your trip?
Yeah, it was okay. You know, I went. I went, I came, I didn't conquer, but, you know, what can I tell you? Yeah, so, all right. Now, I want to talk about Myers-Briggs because this was something interesting. When I was looking for little facets to ask you a question about, I came across something that really surprised me, and that's in the United States, the most common type and the rarest type all have three dichotomies in common. There's only one difference, and that one difference makes the difference between the most common and the least common type. I found that amazing. Mm-hmm. So, what is it?
Well, most common.
And like I say, it's only one of the dichotomies because, you know, when we get onto the other three, they both were identical, but it was just this one where the most common and least common differed.
I would say
Well, I'll help you. I'll help you. Start with I.
Something FJ.
Okay, so which is the most common?
I think most common one was ISFJ.
Oh, man. Okay, you got that. Wait a minute. Let's see. You're absolutely right. ISFJ is the most common in the United States. Now, if that's the most common, that would mean that the INFJ is the rarest.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely right. Cool. But I find that amazing that the difference just between intuition and sensing made the difference between the most common type and the least common type.
Yeah, that's pretty surprising to know.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But you got it right, as usual.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much for interesting question.
All right, hang on. Don't go away. All right, so yeah, isn't that weird? And, of course, you know all about Myers-Briggs if you listen to this show because Naoto always asks for questions about it, and we're happy to do that. And it was I won't say it's a personality assessment, but it's been in the workplace really since I think just after World War II, where this test will determine what a person's personality or approach to the world is. And there are 16 different types based upon four dichotomies. Everybody is either an introvert or an extrovert, that's the I or the E. Then they approach the world sensing or intuitively, the S or the N. Then thinking, the T, or feeling, the F. And then judging or perceiving, the J and the P. And there are a number of questions that elicit the response. And it is interesting. There's a lot of criticism on this, of course, as you would guess. But despite all of the criticism, it is still used as an assessment tool. Employers, in fact, some government agencies and things like that, where they will ask somebody to do the Myers-Briggs. But to think about that United States citizens apparently are all introverts, the I, F, feeling, J, and judging versus perceiving. So the only difference between the rarest and the most common is whether it's intuition or sensing. So yeah, that's sensing being the most common, intuition being the least. So that when I came across that, I thought that's really amazing that you've got 16 variables and everything's riding on just one, in terms of commonality anyway. So we'll get to Pete in Sauk Village. Oh, I bet you he's got a lot of stories coming up, and there's room for you too. There's another bumper stumper coming up. And yes, our question, if you don't get it tonight, it'll be a straggler for next week, but they never last more than a week, so we'll reveal it at the end of the next show if you don't get it. But men are four times more likely than women to do this at night. Do what? All right, 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, originally done by the guy who wrote it, Frank Wilson, and of course it was the Northern Soul song that sold for the most money ever. Yeah, £34,000, and that's because there were so few copies of it. But that, of course, isn't Frank Wilson, but someone of the same ilk, so to speak, and that might lead you to at least come up with a theme. If not, just tell me who the artist is. All right, 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. And again, men are four times more likely than women to do this at night. Do what? And if you don't know my questions and you have no idea about my bumpers, gee, I'm surprised. Or maybe you're not. Then you get your own category. Sky's the limit, because everybody knows something about something. Marguerite called back in Chicago. So more guesses more often. All right, Marguerite, what you got?
Okay, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, sometimes I put myself on mute and forget to take myself off. Thank you. Would it be either load the dishwasher, and if it's not load the dishwasher, go to work at night?
Neither.
Oh, boy. Okay, that's it for me.
All right. Well, maybe you'll think of some out. Don't give up entirely yet. All right, thanks.
Okay, thanks. Night. Bye-bye.
All right, and of course, if nobody gets it tonight, there's another hour coming up of this, but if you don't get it, well, you got another week, because stragglers will last a week, but not more than that. All right, so let's see what Pete in Sauk Village has to say for his bad self. It's been a while. Pete, how are you?
Well, I'm doing a bit better than I was.
All right, so tell me about that. Where are you living, in the same place, or did you move?
I am still in the rehab/nursing home.
Okay.
But I've managed to get the second attempt, and this one time it was successful, of getting the balloonplasty stent installed on the artery to my stomach.
Yeah.
That happened Friday, and they were able to punch through from the other side of the clot and get in there and do the little balloon inflation, which was the problem with the first attempt from below. This time they came in from above, which meant actually entering on the inside of my left elbow area.
Uh-huh.
Coming down past the heart, through the aorta and everything. And so if that worked, but I'm still here in this godforsaken nursing home place. And I'm hoping to get over to the assisted living, because I've tried just about everything else under the sun, and I can't find any way that I can afford to live on just my Social Security anywhere.
Now, have you checked out the assisted living place? Have you seen it?
I have not been to it yet. All I've got to go by are some floor plan maps and other photos.
Okay.
And it looks to be, it's a studio apartment, minus the stove.
All right.
And they won't let you have anything that's will give you an open flame or open heating element, like a toaster, for instance.
You can't have a toaster?
Can't have a toaster. I can have a microwave. I can have a coffee maker. I think I can have one of these multifunction pressure cooker type pots, but these are all things that have their own auto shutoff functions in them, whereas something like a toaster doesn't really until it pops up.
And, well, obviously they've never encountered anybody who tried to dry their socks in the microwave. You can catch things on fire in a microwave. But
oh, sure. I'm certain you can.
Oh, yes, I am too. guaranteed. So in any event, but you can have a microwave but not a toaster. That's interesting.
Yeah. I find it. And even one of those newfangled infrared or induction hot plates is a no-no.
Right.
So you know, it's a wacky list. I'm going to see what exact boundaries there are, and I'm going to survey the place.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And it would be your own unit. You wouldn't be sharing it with anybody, so that's good.
Yeah, that's the plus side.
Yes,
of it.
That's a big plus.
The downside is I'd have to go to bargain basement, cell phone service, and auto insurance to squeeze into the amount of social that they'll still let me have.
Well, as far as cell phone service, you know, with the MVDOs, you really can get the same service literally for pennies on the dollar. So if you shop around, you can probably come up with something that will absolutely fulfill all your needs for, you know, $20 a month.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And there's that one that's named after the same thing that you have as a julep. And they're like 15 a month, so I don't know.
There's a number of them, and a lot of them, you know, it'll go up after the first year or whatever. But you know, there are no shortages of MVNO deals, so you'll get that. I'm not worried about that. Now, as far as car insurance, well, the nice thing is you don't have any assets, so your liability doesn't have to be enormously high.
No, I just have the vehicle itself, and I.
Right.
I don't want to be attracting accidents.
Well, obviously. But I would think you could get that reasonably priced. I think that that may work out.
At least for the time being, until I can do something else.
Right. But the wolf will be away from the door, and you won't have to worry about, are you being thrown out Thursday, you know, so... That's,
right, and that's entirely a possibility, because one of the Yerkomers here managed to screw up both of my Zoom court events.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was not able to attend either one of them, courtesy of the guy who was supposed to be helping me.
Oh, that's a disaster. Yeah, well, then you betcha. So hopefully you can get this together so that at least it will buy you time to maybe look for something else down the road or what have you. All right, good deal.
Exactly. So I had a question for you, because I didn't catch the beginning of the show. Did you just visit Maui in the Hawaiian Islands?
I went to Honolulu. That was where I wanted to spend as much time as they'd let me. And we also went to the Big Island, but I didn't bother to get off the ship. But we did get off at Maui, and I got to, like I say, I got to spend a night in Honolulu at a hotel, so I didn't have to be at the ship and drive around and see all the old haunts and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, well, that's great. I got to spend 10 days out there. My folks and I, well, my brother, the lucky bum, was stationed out there with the Army. He was an AV tech, and he was running the the various conference rooms for all the generals back in the Nam era.
Mm-hmm.
And moonlighting at a radio station, K-High.
Yeah.
But he could get away from the Army for their 25th wedding anniversary, but he couldn't take a break from his radio job. So he sent us money to fly out so we could spend my folks' 25th anniversary out there.
Nice.
And before we ended up in Honolulu, we landed on the Big Island, spent a night I forget the name of the city now, the first one, but we stayed the first night on one side of the island, took a day tour around to the other side, and spent the second night in Kona. And the only time I've ever floated in water was when I get to swim in the ocean.
Okay.
In fresh water, I sink like a stone. I nearly drowned when they tried to teach me to swim as a kid. Just that heavy a skeleton, I guess. So anyway, and then we...
Oh, hang on. Hopped. By the way, I'm in the news, so we're you and I are just talking, which is okay. So obviously, Adam did the right thing because I can't tell time. But it all sounds good, and I want you to keep me posted and call me again soon and let me know how it's going.
Certainly.
All right, good deal. Thanks.
Well,
you want to do trivia. So hang on till after the news and we'll do trivia. What are we going to do? 5x5?
Yeah.
Okay, then hang on. Don't go away. James. Man, they should have released it. They didn't. Recorded in 1967. You'd know him. You probably wouldn't know her, but even if you get him, I'll consider that a win. And of course, if you know what they have to do with everybody else who's playing tonight, that'd be great. I say it's a theme that came about, it was inspired by my disgust on the cruise ship. I'll explain. That's the Bumper Stumpers. And our question, which, if you don't get it tonight, holds over to next week. Men are 4 times more likely than women to do this at night. What? Do what at night? And then, other than that, you can have your own category. And in fact, Pete, who's hanging on, who I so rudely interrupted during the news, wants 5x5. So, all right, Pete, welcome back.
Thank you. And welcome back to you, too.
Thank you. All right. What is Rocky's girlfriend's name?
Which Rocky are we talking about?
Movie.
Oh, geez. Julianne? No. Next.
Okay, that'd be Adrian, by the way. Adrian. Yes. All right. What group had the nickname the Mop Tops?
The Beatles.
Of course. Who said, nip it in the bud? Think television, think sitcoms.
Well, I guess I lose.
Okay, that was Barney Fife on the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, my.
Good old Barney. Nip it in the bud. Yeah, okay. Well, we will talk to you next week, but you've already won because, after all, you're going to get out of where you are and be in at least a safer location for the time being. So keep me posted.
Certainly will. I may call back during the next few days and
absolutely.
Give you some more of the gory details.
Sounds good. I'll look forward to it. All right.
Okay.
Good
you
deal.
Take care now.
Yeah. So, by the way, I must say on this theme for the Bumper Stumpers tonight, this was one where I picked out 30 records that were all part of the theme, maybe even more than that, but 30 that I can think of. And of course, we're only playing 11, so there are at least 19 that we won't get to. But it was a magnificent theme as far as choices from which to decide. All right, so we have Marguerite, who has called us back and wants more guesses. Yes, so that's the deal. Men are 4 times more likely than women to do this at night. Do what at night? Marguerite is back on WGN Radio. That's you. Man, what happened? What is going on here? I'm pretty sure that I did this, didn't I? Let's see. Let me... put Marguerite on hold. Try it again. All right. And I'm hearing WGN back at me. I wonder why. No, what's happening here? I don't know. All right. So, yeah, whatever. No idea what the deal is. But I also have no idea what happened to Marguerite. So, Marguerite, you'll have to call me back. Or maybe you already did and I forgot to release the line. That's always possible, too. So, if you want to guess, I hope you will. If you want your own category, even better. Sky's the limit on that. We can do charts. We can do lyrics. Whatever floats your boat. But it is Monday Night Trivia, and you know the deal on Monday night. I can prattle along and do a monologue Tuesday through Thursday. But on Monday, to make the show fun, I need callers because, after all, since I ask the questions, I cannot answer them as well. It just would be bad form, don't you know? So here we are, Monday, October 27th, and the 28th now, technically, in Chicago, Tuesday morning. And we are live. So if you're listening and you're saying, well, there's no news for me to call because it's not live. Yes, it is. So that's the 27th of October, and would love to hear from you. That's right. Let's see. What do we have here? Charlie Daniels would have been 88 today. Died in 2020 in Hermitage, Tennessee. He was 83. And Bird Dougherty of The Intruders would be 85 this week, born in 1939 in Kinston, North Carolina. Died Christmas Day, 1994, in Philadelphia, just 55 years old. All right, Gary is in Austin. So, Gary, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, welcome back from vacation. We missed hearing you. Glad to have you back.
Well, thank you. So what's been going on for the last 3 weeks? Tell all.
Oh, there's just, I don't know. It's either too much or not enough.
Oh, yeah?
it's been kind of an eventful few days recently, but I'll go into that at another point in time because I know it's trivia night.
Yeah, so, eventful. Hopefully Fran is okay.
Yeah, she's all right. She had to do a little...
I'm still alive.
Okay.
Did emergency room triv last week.
Oh, don't you just love
I'm
that.
Trying to think of what year I
want to do. And that was kind of a nightmarish event. So.
Oh, that always is. I was talking to a friend this weekend who his wife was facing sepsis. How did she get it? At the emergency room, a hospital-borne infection. So they're not as safe as they sound. All right.
Yeah, this was... an event. I'm sure Fran will be going into it later on. But, anyway, that is over with.
Well, good. Me too. Absolutely. All right. So since I was on Honolulu, we'll ask a Honolulu radio question. 1959, Honolulu got its first full-time top 40 station. What was it and what were the disc jockeys called?
Was it K-Poy?
Good, good. You got half of it.
What are they called? The Poi Boys.
Absolutely right. You are a winner. You betcha. Yeah. Yeah. And
I was there in 70 and they had AT-40. I think I heard one of the first broadcasts of AT-40.
Well, and of course, there's the connection there because of former part owner of KPOI was Ron Jacobs. And of course, he was involved with Tom Rounds, who was the news director and the program director at KPOI. Now, what's really interesting is that building, I don't know if you went by it, but it's right there at 1701 Alloway, and it's in Waikiki, so this is expensive real estate. In fact, the tower used to be right there on the water across from what is now the convention center. But anyway, that building, and I meant to drive by it. I was within a block of it, and I didn't drive by it. I was a fool. But it's either completely been, you know, leveled or it's about to be. It became an eyesore. And here it is, Waikiki, where there are condos, you know, million-dollar condos all around it. And here's this building with a ton of graffiti and all that. I mean, it was just homeless people living in it. And, you know, it was the neighbors were going crazy. So finally, I think the city was able to condemn it, which is really sad because it was a neat building back in the day. Of course, the tower has been gone for years. But the part, you mentioned AT-40, that I really got a laugh out of was within a block of KPOI, now in complete disrepair, if existing at all, is a new high-rise that, you know, starts at a few million dollars for the condos. And what is the building called? The Watermark. And, of course, who produced American Top 40? Watermark.
That's funny.
Isn't it? Yeah, I know. I got a real kick out of that. So yes, indeed. I couldn't afford to live there, that's for sure. But it's so crowded as far as that goes. But I'm kicking myself that I didn't drive by now because I read about later all the protests and all the people. Get the graffiti, get the homeless out and all that. Damn, I'm pretty sure it's gone. If it's not gone, it will be. But the best part is this. All these snooty-padooty uppity people who are demanding an answer for this, well, they're going to get it. It's going to be low-cost housing.
That's funny.
Yeah, something funny. Poetic justice there. All right. Well, you're a winner as always. I wouldn't expect less.
Okay, great.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Hang on. Don't go away. Yes, the Poi Boys, the Poi Boys, indeed. And that was Ron Jacobs and Tom Round. And the guy went on to do all the concerts. Well, I'm trying to think of what his name was. And I can't believe I didn't drive by Alloway. I just wore it, but no, not me. I did drive by... what is that school where Robin Luke was when he recorded Susie Darlin' as a kid, and Barack Obama went there and others as well, so I can't remember the name of it. Anyway, I drove by that. And, of course, you know, I'm with John, so we have to hit the comic stores. So, Pearl City and everywhere else did the comic stores. Okay, so, and as I say, my trip was the inspiration being on the cruise for the Bumper Stumper theme. Yes, repulsed that I was. So, yeah, although I shouldn't be. But maybe you'll get it. Nobody's guessed any of the songs, which is, I guess, maybe appropriate, but otherwise somewhat interesting. We have, I hope while I was away, you remembered that the new moon happened and you wrote your prosperity check, if you're into doing those things. Of course, they're not real checks, you understand that, but it's just petitioning the universe for all manner of riches, which you can do any time, but very close to the new moon usually is the most potent. So that was... a week ago now, last Tuesday, October 21st at 7:25 Central Time. But we have got, oh, do we ever, we've got the last Mercury retrograde of the year coming up Sunday, November 9th, and that's at 1:02 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, the shadow of the retrograde, we're probably already in it. I'll have to go take a look at that, but I wouldn't be surprised. And it'll run as far as the retrograde itself from November 9th to November 29th. So that's all of the things you need or want to know about the heavens. I know what we really want to know is what's going on with a hurricane in the Caribbean. And yes, I think we're going to know sooner rather than later, and it isn't looking good at all for Jamaica, needless to say. All right, so looking better for you to call. Every line is open. That's right. I'll just prattle on otherwise and get you another Bumper Stumper coming up on WGN Radio.
Once in a while, I think of her. and of the things we do, most of the time it pleases me. That's when I'm happy blue. Some of the nights I dream of her, but they are much too few. In all my dreams, she's there with me. That's when I'm happy blue. Without her, life is empty. There's no one else for me. As long as I can't have her, I can have her memory. When there is gloom and loneliness, I bring the past in view, and once again I
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? And a well-known behind-the-scenes guy. You would probably not recognize his name, but you certainly would know his wife at the time. No doubt about that. All right, so we are working on all sorts of things. A question, which again, we'll leave for next week if you don't get it. Men are four times more likely than women to do this at night. Do what at night? All right. And, of course, the bumper stumpers all have a theme, and that's where that is. But when all else fails, pick your own category, because everybody knows something about something, don't you know? And Fran in Austin knows all about lyrics. So, Fran, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, it's so good to have you back.
Well, thank you, thank you. And so good to hear you survive the emergency room.
Oh, yeah, I am not going back there. I told Gary, if I get sick again, just let me lay here and die.
Absolutely.
I'm just not going back, and I'm not stepping foot in that hospital, and I spent too much time in that emergency room as it is, and this was really traumatic. So, I'm not getting anywhere.
Right. I'm probably supposed to give you all sorts of words of encouragement, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm with you. I wouldn't do it either.
I'm like, I don't, and I had been doing pretty well where, because sometimes I get really nervous and think something's happening, but this time I was in a really good mood and just all hell broke. But anyway, it's trivia night, and
yes,
I don't like to talk about other stuff on trivia night.
Well, let's have a fine time with lyrics then, because I've got some
1964
lyrics.
All right.
Now, don't you know I love her so, and I'll never, never let her go, no matter what the people may say or try to do.
You know I love her so, and I'll never, never let her go, no matter what the people may say or try to do.
Next
can't
line.
Can't you see I love her so?
No, can't you see? Can't you see?
I love her so, and I'll never, never let her go. Because I know she loves me too. Shoot, I'm not getting the title.
Oh no, you can
see
this.
That she's mine.
Yes, absolutely right.
Can
the Dave Clark Five. Can't you see that she's mine?
I got
absolutely.
I got the group, and I was singing all the lyrics. And which ones are the actual title?
right. Yeah, can't you see that she's
it,
mine?
Finally.
Yeah,
but mine.
That,
yeah,
I figured you would. That's why when I said no matter what the people may say or try to do, I tried to give you the inflection on that. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you are a winner. So hang on and call me again
soon.
All right, don't go away.
I will. Thanks.
All right, good deal. So yes, indeed. Can't you see that she's mine? We've been together a long, long time, and yet they're trying so very hard to pull us apart. And well, all right. So let's see. What are we doing here? Jim in Richmond. Hey, Jim, how are you doing?
I'm doing better than ever right now because I made life decisions.
Good.
And I'll tell you about them tomorrow.
Good. I'm thrilled to hear it. I can't wait to talk about it.
And my brother got so stressed out that he ended up in the hospital twice. Oh. And the second time, they said all his pains that he was having, they took his gallbladder.
Oh, okay.
And then while he was in the hospital, his son and daughter took his wife and took him to the daughter's house. And now they're going to have to live with taking care of her because he's fed up for the moment. He's just trying to get better.
Oh, man. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay where you are. Mm-hmm. Right after the news, we will do 5x5 with Jim. So 888-876-5593, another half hour of Monday Night Trivia coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and True Confession Times. I was not planning to play that part of the song I was thinking of, but it turns out it fits the theme perfectly and maybe a better choice than I had in mind beforehand. So we're going to go with that for the 10th song, and there'll be one more coming up, but yeah, together, not. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888, Raleigh. And we were in the middle of talking to Jim in Richmond. So, all right, Jim, so what are we working on here?
First off, I wanted to say I hope you got all the packing and moving stuff done.
Oh, God, no. This will be, literally, this will be, we're figuring realistically, February will be done, the end of February.
Wow.
Yeah, and that means working at it full time between now and then.
Right, and I got news about my house. I'll tell you tomorrow.
Okay, I'll look forward to it.
And we were going to do 4 out of 5.
Yes, we are. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. What is a baby kangaroo called?
A Joey.
Yes. Okay. What is the translation of Baton Rouge?
That I do not know.
Okay, that's all right. It means red stick. All right, so... all right. What's the plural of moose?
Oh. I knew this, but I can't think of it, so I guess I'm out.
Okay, well, the plural of moose is also moose.
Oh, wow.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, maybe.
Okay,
thanks. Appreciate it.
Have a great evening.
All right, appreciate that. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and what are we doing? I believe we've got Donna in Arlington Heights. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I wondered if you could find for me the artist and the title of the first song that I remember hearing on the radio. It's an old song from the 1940s, and the lyrics that I can remember are, I've got tears in my ears from lying on my back in my bed while I cry over you.
Yeah, right. Yes, absolutely. And that there's a lot of parodies on. The reason I'm laughing is there were a lot of parodies on that song as well. So let's find out who did it originally, because you don't want any of the parodies. All right, see if I can find this. And let's see. Well, all I keep coming up with is Homer and Jethro, and I'm pretty sure you don't mean that. No. Maybe it was 1949, but I thought, well, let's see. Apparently, here's a guy named Mark Halbert who had it. I don't know who that is. No, but Homer and Jethro is as far as I can go on that. Now, did it sound country to you?
Yes.
Oh, okay, then it was Homer and Jethro. I thought that they were pimping it from something else. So sure. And I can probably play that for you.
Oh, wow.
So let's see. I'm pretty sure it will be on this computer somewhere. So let me look here. That was fairly huge, but I didn't think it was the 40s. See, so that's I'm wondering about this. I'm going to do a little research.
Because I was just a little kid when I heard it.
Yeah, right.
And I liked it. And the other things were on the radio at that time. I remember Teresa Brewer had a lot of songs, and who else was on it? Tootown Baker was on the radio.
Oh yeah, then. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but, I'm pretty old.
So. It could be Harold Barlow wrote that song, I know, but I swear I thought somebody did it or other, but maybe Homer Jethro had it originally and it was always that way. So I'm starting to think that could be right. But yeah, I got tears in my ears from lying on my back in my bed while I cry over you. But that's Homer. Okay. If I could spell, I'd be better off. All right. It's on here. All right, so let's see if you remember it this way.
I've got tears in my ears from lying on my back in my bed while I cry over you. And the tears in my ears are off the beaten track since you said it's goodbye, we are through. So if I should get water on the brain, you will know.
Sound familiar?
Yes, that's definitely the song.
And what I'm wondering, though, they re-released this in 1963, and I'm wondering if that was the re-release, because it doesn't sound like the original to me.
No, that's not quite the right song, but it seems like it had different singers. But it's not from the 60s.
No, right. They redid it in the 60s, same group. But let's see. I think this one would be 1950, 49 or 50, looking at the label. So let's have a look and see about this.
Okay.
Maybe.
I've got tears in my ears from lying on my back in my bed while I cry over you. And the tears in my ears are off the beaten track since you said it's goodbye, we are through.
That sound familiar?
That's the one.
Okay, 1950, also on RCA, and I'll play it for you as a bumper tomorrow night, more of it, and I'll find a good version of that, because that's what's on this computer, but the quality's terrible, but I'm sure I've got a cleaned-up version here somewhere.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Oh, sure. My pleasure. So now you know, Homer and Jethro.
Excellent. Thanks a lot.
All right. Good deal. Thank you. So, good deal. Now I need to write this down so I don't forget, because you know I will. So, yeah, like Oscar Brown, October. I forget who requested that already. That's terrible. All right. So, let me write Donna, Arlington Heights. Yeah, tears in my ears. Homer. Okay. Yeah, I've got a clean copy of that somewhere. I know I do. So, yeah, there are so many Homer Jethros. They were hilarious, but, you know, it's interesting. I know the song. I would have thought that was, you know, because they did so many different things where they would, you know, do takeoffs on stuff. But apparently, no, they originated that. Frightening, don't you think? Jimmy P. in Chicago is checking in. All right, Jimmy P., how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Riley? Good to see you.
Yeah.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah.
But listen, it's been a while.
These bumpers you had, I'm not familiar with any of them. I thought, well, I heard one, the tight sweaters and...
Yeah.
Was that the Versatones?
No.
Or was it the Versatones?
No. Nobody's going to get this stuff, so we might as well just talk about it.
All right.
Tight. It was called the Captan, CAPTANS, on Anna. Tight skirts and crazy sweaters.
And I got a guess for the question for today. Would it be take a shower?
No. I like that, though.
I got a six-pack, if you like.
I am ready. You betcha. Let's hear it.
I got the last song by Edward Bear.
Oh, yes.
It means a lot. When I was working, it was a very important song to me.
Yeah, 1973, I believe. And it was a big hit because it was CanCon. You know, Edward Bear was a group, not a person, obviously. And it was Canadian content, so it became huge on CK and spread southward and became a hit in America. So, yes.
And then number two was Rainy Day Weekend by the Globetrotters.
Okay, Rainy Day Bells.
Rainy Day Bells by the Globetrotters.
You betcha. Okay.
And Lavender Blue by Sammy Turner.
Right. Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly. The Love I Lost was by Bill Melvin.
Harold Melvin.
Harold Melvin, the Blue Notes.
Okay.
Keys to the Kingdom of Love by the Nutmegs.
Okay.
And It's Gonna Take a Miracle by Denise.
Oh, you don't want the original?
Who sang the original?
The Royalettes.
All right, give me that. I just heard by the one by Denise.
Yeah, no, she redid it. It was a hit for the Royalettes on MGM in 1965.
Oh, well, then play that one. Yeah. I love the song.
All right.
And one I forgot. I don't know. Well, how many is that?
That is six.
Oh, let's see. I want to hear that song by... Brenda and the Tabulations, not on the tip of my tongue, but the other that they had.
The Thought of You, or Touch of You.
Don't Cry, or Dry Your Eyes.
Okay, all right.
So.
All right, and, so we'll make it a seven-pack then, all right? Sure.
Yeah, okay. I wrote these, yeah, so. Anyhow, good to hear from you, and, you know, keep up the good work, and did you... get a nice tan, or
no. What was important to me was that the ship have decent Wi-Fi. So I just sat in the stateroom on the computer.
Did you gain any weight?
You know, I probably did gain about 5 pounds.
Because they say that's one of the choices.
Well, I'll tell you, the food was not very good, I didn't think. But afterwards, we were in Los Angeles for 3 or 4 days, and I saw old friends every night, and of course, you know, wined and dined. So, got to get down to my normal 100-pound fighting weight here. So, but Dry Your Eyes, Brendan the Tabulations.
On Dion.
Okay. You see, I thought you were going to ask for the Touch of You, but that's all right.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, next time I call, that's what I'll ask for.
Okay.
So, all right, thanks for playing them. I'll be listening, as I always do.
Good deal. Bye. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Good to hear from you.
So, yeah, and so Dry Your Eyes was on Dion, as were their first 3 or 4 records, but then, yeah, I don't know what they had in mind, but the Touch of You was on Tops and Bottoms. That's okay. When thinking of label names, that wouldn't come to mind for me, but all right, get down with your bad self. Tommy in Chicago knew a bumper. All right, what'd you hear, you know?
Hello, Robbie. Welcome home.
Thank you.
Sounds like a great trip you had.
Yeah. It was, you know, they say that you shouldn't look at cruise ships like it's just transportation. But the reality is, no, that's all it was. It was just transportation. But that was fine.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to have you back. And I heard something about Chuck Jackson. It was a duet.
Yes, you did. Good for you. That's tough. It was Chuck Jackson and Yvonne Fair doing It Must Be Love, Baby. It was unreleased. They recorded it in 1967.
And then the other track you played, Junior Walker had a version of that.
That is who it was.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I haven't heard it in so long.
Absolutely. Okay. And what a wonderful song that is, too. So, yeah.
The thing, could it be that they're all Motown connected?
Well, that's part of it, and I'll give it to you for that. But what it is these were the earliest Motown or the unreleased early Motown. So it was kind of a combination there. And and the reason I picked it was one of the things they had on the cruise is they had all these game show deals, right? But there was, one of them was 50s and 60s rock and roll. And I walked into there, and what I hear them playing, I can't even think of what it was now, but it was so unbelievably not rock and roll that I just walked out, right? But so then they had one saying they were doing Motown. Well, this could be good. So I go, and of course, it's only number one records. Three of them are by the Temptations, and three are by the Supremes. They didn't even play the Marvelettes, who had the first number one song on Motown. So I found it to be utterly disgusting. And so, John came in and said, what I walked out on was the theme from Davy Crockett. Exactly. You can see, you probably would have walked with me. So
was that on Columbia?
Four different people did it at the same time, if you remember. That was one of those things. Tennessee Ernie Ford had it and a few others. But the theme from Davy Crockett, I will not be staying for this. But yeah, this Motown thing. And then there's a guy, obviously, who probably never had a record player in his life who was the MC of this. And he's got slides. And the slides have misprints, like one of them was a Martha and the Vandellas. And, of course, they get it from CDs, so they're saying Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Like, nope, not on the label it isn't. It's Martha and the Vandellas. But, Heatwave was... I forget what they got wrong in that, but they got it wrong. So I walked out on that too. But then I was thinking about that and I thought, well, why don't we play early Motown and unreleased Motown, some of the gems that people don't usually hear?
Well, you did it tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I played that Junior Walker, I was planning to play a Patrice Holloway, The Touch of Venus, which actually is a very nice record. I will play that maybe some night. But I have one more that I'm going to play, and it came out in 1960 on Anna. And maybe you'll know who it is.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're absolutely right. Don't go away.
Glad you're back.
All right. Good deal. So yes, it was... it was horrible. It was really, really, really. Stan in Dearborn probably knows everything I played. So, okay, Stan.
Hi, Raleigh. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I know what you're saying about the Motown things on either commercial TV, radio or...
right, the TV packages and all that.
TV
yes,
packages, right,
yes, yes.
Yeah.
And, of course, this idiot was not only, had no idea, everything was from CDs, so they were all remastered. It's just horrible.
Yeah, I remember one time we had a package of 16 big hits. You know, we've got the albums,
right.
Original albums.
Sure.
And they came out with CDs, and I thought, wow, I'm going to get the CDs because... My elbow's pretty scratched up, I mean, I've had it since, like, early 60s, right?
Right, yeah.
So, and I forget who put this out, and every one of them was a unreleased version.
Right, exactly.
Or a, alternate take.
Right, alternate takes, or then even when it's the same take, they can't resist remastering it. And it's
true.
Just a disaster. But yeah, those 16 big hits, and of course Roulette released a ton of series, and Mercury had a ton of series, and Liberty had a ton of series. And yeah, no, I've still got the vinyl. And the bootlegs are the best CDs out there because it's people who took their 45s and just put them to disc. So
yeah, and I was going to guess though, all Motown. But he already beat me to it. So
did you recognize any of them? Did you?
Yeah, I had most of them down.
Okay.
Except, I had the Chuck Jackson and Yvonne Fair, the Babel John.
Yeah.
The Camp Dans, and Chris Clark, of course.
Right,
on,
yes.
VIP. And the one before, I had Jimmy Ruffin.
Right,
Heart.
Absolutely. Heart, yes, on Miracle.
I used to play the other side of that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I always played the other side of that one.
Yeah, it was on Miracle.
But the one that stumped me was the one before Junior Walker.
Okay. And, Herman Griffin and the Raber Voices, Happy Blue.
Okay.
And, of course, yeah, he was married to Mary Wells. So that was a connection. But, no, I started off with Brenda Holloway. I did My World is Crumbling. And then Custer's Last Man was Popcorn Wiley and the Mohawks.
Yep.
It was Barrett Strong doing Yes, No, Maybe So. And let's see, you mentioned you got the Captain's
Needle Giant.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And her. And I'm about to play one more if I don't shut up here. I might not, I may run out of time, but I'll try. Okay. If not, I'll play it tomorrow night. Well, it's always wonderful to hear from you. Yes, I thought about you while I was at this horrible Motown trivia thing. I thought if Stan was here, he'd hemorrhage. So, yeah,
I probably would have.
Yeah.
Because right. I not only collect 50s, and, you know, 50s vocal group harmony, but also 60s Motown and soul and stuff like that, you know. So, maybe better go and play the last one. So
okay, good deal.
Okay,
all right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so will we have time to do that? We'll see on WGN Radio.
I was wrong, you were right. Now I can plainly see the light. You had tried with all your heart and soul your best. My love, you had given me everything that you possessed. My love, you were willing to be my wife. You had offered me your life. I was a fool to think we needed more. My love, forgive me and take me back again. Take me back, my love. I was wrong, my love. Take me back, take me back, take me back.
WGN Radio. I am Raleigh James, and that ends Monday Night Trivia. And that's actually something you would otherwise normally not know. Reg Tracy, and that's W-R-E-G, Reg Tracy, T-R-A-C-E-Y. Take Me Back, I Was Wrong, 1960 on Anna. So apologies to David and Jeff. Hopefully there's next week, and I know David and Muskegon wanted to talk about the Alpha sale, so you can call me back tomorrow night. Otherwise, we'll play trivia again next Monday, and we'll be business as usual tomorrow at 10 o'clock p.m. Central right here on WGN Radio.